We're holding Sim Tov Kuf Tzavim. Sif Beis. So we did the Shulchan Aruch. We're holding Mishabur on Sif Beis, which is Sif Katan Hay. This topic Lono. So the Shulchan Aruch pointed out that we're not clear what the Torah meant when it said the word Teruah. So why are we Mesupik? Dimitar Gaminon Teruah Yevapa. We translate the word as Teruah as Yevapa, which is a cry.
The Targum you're referring to, I believe, is Rav Yonis Manuzia.
Oh, where is he referring to? No, referring to the Uncle Liz.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw someplace that it said that it was Rav Yonis Manuzia.
Yeah.
And that's what they're referring to.
Okay, Alma. So the word Yavaba is used when a person is crying and wailing. So now, how do we know that? So that's the Sharatzian points out, because the Mor says by Aim Sisra Batayabev, Aim Sisra, which was, that's clear from context that it means she was crying out. So that's what Taicha the word Teruah means. But it's a groan. A person who's in a state of pain, so the sound you get out from a state of pain usually is a groan. So those are a little bit longer. Wanikra, and that's referred to as goyneach, which is a groan. Wederech habaycha b'tzchilas b'chiyah. So when a person sometimes starts to cry, that's the first sound which comes out. Mizeo mash onakarim shvor. We refer to that as a shvor.
Didn't we learn from the mother sister that it should be 100 kailas, but I don't remember how.
So the truth is, we do learn from the mother, but that's a minig. That Chazal learned over that she cried 100 kailas.
So that's like a medrash that says that.
Right. So that's a minig. But the pshat in the word yavaba means crying. That we the pshat behind the minig is, since we learn from Aim sister that the word yavaba means crying, so we're going to do the same type of crying that she did.
Mm-hmm.
That's pshat in the minig. But that.
Okay.
So that's one pshat and what it means. A person who's crying, not from pain, but a person who's crying more from the state of grief. So then the crying many times is much quicker, a very quicker type of a cry. So we refer to it as a trua. Oh, maybe it is. It's the combination of the two together. It's the two together. So, but he pointed out before that the derech is when you have two together, first you're going to neach and then you're meyala. So therefore the correct nusach would be shvorim teruah. Now, there's an interesting question about, as we'll see if we go along, so what does a shvorim sound like? So we know pretty clearly what a tkiah sounds like. It's a long straight code. Right. Teruah is a series of small, short staccato sounds. What is a shorim? So there's two basic minhagim. So something below shorim is a short tekiah. It's a straight sound, but it's short. Something below with the two, and they go up at the end, and they spell going two type of a sound. So which one is it? So there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban says that you do it, that the word shvorim has to have a break in it. That's what the word shvorim means. It should be a shvira. So that's why it's not a straight sound. There is a break in the sound. The sound, jerks into a different pitch. So you should dafka do it with that. And the Ritavua says, no, the bedafka should be with a straight sound. So ready as well, you're b'sharim, how to understand what a shvorim is. And then we have a mechloikis minig l'halach l'maisa, what to do. But the root is back in the Machlokes Rishonim. Okay, so because of that, we blow Tarah three times, Tashat three times, and Tashra three times. Tashat Shalosh Pamim. Now, so he asks a good question. You blow Tashrat, which you blow first. Then we blow again Tashat. Why are you blowing tashat? You already blew tashat. You already blew tashrat. So there's a tekiah, a shorman, and a tekiah. So why can't I be yotze? If I hold the pshat, the correct sound is tekiah, shorman, tekiah. Mm-hmm. I blew before tekiah, shorman. I also blew teruah, but
you interrupted.
So what's the problem with that? Ve'yotze b'masha talka tashrat. You're not yotze without which you blew tashrat. Why? The dilma tekiah the Torah al shorman. L'chul, maybe it's only shorman without the teruah. So you're interrupting between the shwarim and the final tekiah with this sound. You have to blow tekiah, shwarim, tekiah. So the same reason why you can't be yotze tarat with tashrat, because in between the first tekiah and the truah was this other sound. Now, Mr. Berz, as he's going to go along, is going to explain that not every sound is considered a hefsek. So if a person blows tekiah, the tekiah is fine, then he blows a shorim, and it doesn't come out good. Instead of coming out shorim, it comes out, you know, some other sound. So Mikra, then he does not need to go back and blow the first tekiah. Well, there's a hefsek between the tekiah and the shorim. There's this, you know, whatever, right? You know, no. That, right? So that's not a problem. He blew it, that it wasn't any other real sound, and it wasn't intended to be another sound. It just came out like that. It's not considered a hefsek. But over here, the person is intentionally blowing this other sound. And as much as you tell me that the mitzvah of the Torah is tashat and not tarat, so this sound doesn't belong here. So that's considered a hefsek. Okay. So that is sif beis. Now, sif gimel is a significant, challenging sif. He grapples with how long is the correct shear for a tekiah. He's bringing two basic shitas. That the tekiah has to be the equivalent length of the middle sound. That's basically the bottom line, which he's going to assume. There's the middle sound, whatever the middle sound is. The tekiah has to be corresponding to that. So what is the middle sound? So let's say the middle sound is shorim teruah. So how long it takes to blow a shorim teruah, that's how long the tekiah is going to... The tekiah for that set has to be that long. And same thing with tashat, or same thing with tarat, whatever however long a shorim is supposed to be, that's how long the tekiah, the shorims, the three of the shorims are, that's how long the tekiah beforehand and afterwards have to be. Okay, so then we have to understand, so how long is that thing in the middle supposed to be? That's the next question. So that's a fair question, right? So we're saying it has to be correspond to that. So we're going to see two shitas in halacha. The main issue is how long is the teruah? That's the starting point. So there are two shittas in halacha. One sheet that says that a teruah is three kaiches, three very short sounds. That's a teruah. That's it. Done. Here's a teruah. Second sheet holds that it's nine, not three, but it's nine. So if a teruah is three, a shorim, so then a tekiah in a set of tarat, the tekiah has to be three that long, three kaiches long.
It's very short.
Very short. And now the problem is like that. So it comes out that if that's how long a tekiah could be, especially if you look at the rizvah that a shorim is just a short. It's the same sound as a tekiah, just shorter. Well, this how long is a tekiah supposed to be? A shorim has to be shorter than that. So the shorim has to be three sounds, each one shorter, longer than the one quick sound, but less than the total of three sounds. So that's what, how long the shorim is. Okay, now how long the shorim teruah? Let's say that each shorim is equivalent of two sounds. So that six plus three is nine. So the key of shorim teruah is equivalent of nine. If, however, you learn that the teruah is nine sounds, so then the tekiah has to be at least nine sounds long. So you can make your shever theoretically 8 sounds long, and it's not a tekiah, it's a shever.
Is that a minimum amount or is that a total amount? I mean,
each one.
The tekiah is longer. Is that a problem?
Tekiah can be longer, so it's fine. As long as the sound is correct, you make as long as you want. The problem is you make a perfect sound, the last second you blow it, so you messed up the whole thing. So, you know, it's not a mitzvah to extend it because you've got it good, like stop now, but when you're ahead.
Yeah. But not all the tekiahs have the same length, right?
Right, so he has to be as long as whatever in the middle. So if I'm blowing teruah and I hold a teruah as 9 sounds, so the key has to be 9 sounds long. If I'm blowing shvarim, so now according to this opinion, making a shever 3 sounds long is not a problem, it's not a tekiah. According to the first opinion, a shever which is 3 sounds long is a tekiah.
Yeah.
So you have to blow 2 sounds long. So at most, your shever, each one is 2, and there's 3 of them, so that's 6 sounds. So 6 karchas plus 3 karchas is 9 karchas. Even the shwarm teruah is 9, the tekiah will be 9 karchas long. According to the second opinion, that a teruah is 9 karchas, so the tekiah has to be at least 9 karchas long. So now my shever can be 3 karchas long. So each shever, we assume, is going to take 3 karchas long, so that's also 9. So shwarm teruah is going to be 18 karchas. So my tekiah has to be 18 karchas long, at least 18 karchas long. So once you decide what a teruah is, that's going to impact what a shever is. That's going to impact what a tekiah is. That's the flow of the thought process. Okay, yes, shashir tekiah k'teruah. Some say that the halacha is that we accept that this opinion that the shear of the tekiah is the same length as whatever the teruah is. Ulafi. I'm skipping. Shir teruah k'shloisha yevavos. The shir of a teruah is like 3 yevavos. Now, what are 3 yevavos? The hainu shloisha kaiches ba'alma kolshu. 3 quick sounds for a burst of energy. Ve'hem nikroyin trumitin. It's also referred to by the Gemara as trumitin. So 3 trumitin is the shir of teruah. So if that's how long a tekiah is, that's how long a true is, that's how long a tekiah is. So you can't make your shever that long. Once it's 3 karchas long, it's a tekiah, so your shever can't be a 3 karchas long. It has to be less than that. The Ramah adds, it's not a problem if you extend the shwarm a little bit. As long as they're not too long, they're okay. And that's what we do. Now, why is that? Why is he not worried about it? See, argues like this. So first of all, we're going to see an opinion that Rambam says Bechlal, that the Shulchan is bringing a sheet which says that the length of a teruah is not 3 karchas, it's 9 karchas. So now obviously the shever can be longer. But even according to the opinion which says that the shear of a teruah is 3 trumitim, which means theoretically that the kiyah of the teruah set has to be 3 trumitim long, and that's it. So let's say for argument, we don't do that. We blow Tarat last. But let's say we blow Tarat before Tesha. So they blow Tarat, and the person goes, Tekiah, right, 3 karchas long, his 3 sounds of the teruah, and now he comes to Shvarim. He says, don't blow your shever 3 karchas long, it sounds like a tekiah. That's not really true, because if a shever is, by definition, a longer sound, and you need 3 of them, so the tekiah of the shever set is going to be longer than 3 karchas. So you can't tell me if I blow a shever, which is 3 karchas long, it sounds like a tekiah. As much as I'm saying the shever is the correct sound,
right. Then
teruah didn't exist. So the true length of a tekiah was 6 sounds. So I blow my shever 3 sounds, well, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me, since in the teruah set, such a sound would be a tekiah, therefore in this set it's also a tekiah. That's not true. That's the most time. So the Mechaber says, you're right, but since the Maisa, in one of the things, 3 things we're going to be blowing, this sounds like this gets the dinner of the tekiah, you want to stay away from such a thing. And so the Lashon of the Mechaber is certainly Zoyer, you should be careful. Okay. But Sarach Laharach, according to the first opinion, you have to extend the tekiah, Shal Tashrat, Yosim, maybe Shal Tashat. So it comes out that the The tekiah of the shorim teruah is longer than the tekiah of the shorim, and it's that's longer than the tekiah of the teruah. Miu imarach harbi b'chol tekiah in lachus. Lachush, Shane, lo shir mi lamala. This is all talking about minimum shir, but maximum shir, the key can go as long as you want. Mechem etro yachol laharich ba kamashi yirtzi. You can make the true as many sounds as you want. It's a minimum shir. The person wants to go, the minimum shir is 3 kachas, and he makes 5 kachas, 6 kachas, no problem. That wouldn't extend the length of the tekiah. The tekiah is the length, the minimum length of the tekiah is based on the minimum length of a teruah. Mechanim moitzav al shlosha shvorim moitzav arbor chamisha ein lachish. The mechaber says you want to blow 4 shvorim, blow shvorim. You want to blow 5. So that's the first sheet.
I've never seen him longer than 4.
Yeah, the mishmeres bring down. We don't do that. Okay.
Most of the time, it looks like the truas are longer than the shorim anyway.
There's more sounds of shorua.
It's usually not 9. Most of the places I've ever gone to, the truas sounds longer.
Yeah,
many more than nine. 9 would be a very short true. I mean, maybe if there's some people are mocked on that, but
no,
I haven't seen it.
It's a minimum. It's not a maximum. Okay, but yeshem shashir yavava. They come along and they say that, remember we said the true is 3 avavas. So you mix terms by mistake, that the Shita says. Not that a true is 3 trumitin, a yavava is 3 trumitin, and a share of a true is 3 avavas. So the share of a true is 9 trumitin. So that's the second opinion. Then the shear of the tekiah will be 9 trumitin long. According to this opinion, your shear is a little bit longer, nobody cares. Right? It's fine. Now, so how long is tashrat? So it has to be the equivalent of the shwarm and the truah. So truah is 9 kerches. How long is the shwarm? So the Shulchan Aruch says over Yud Beis, Kashir Yud Beis Trumitim. The Shulchan Aruch points out it's a mistake. And the correct year says Yud Ches Trumitim. So we assume each Shever is 3 kachas long. So 3 shvarim is 9. And the Truah, it has to be 9 kachas long. So that's 9 sounds. So that's a total of 18 kachas, 18 Trumitim. And that's the shear of the Tkiah of Tashrat. Person said that's between 4 and 5 seconds.
Oh my! How did it turn into that number? What's the math on that?
So true was every now means 9.
Shvarim is 3, and then the true is 9 is 12.
Right. So, but remember, according to this opinion, the true is 9. Each shever is 3. There's 3 shvarim.
Oh, in the length, you mean?
Right.
Okay, so that's 9. So it's 18.
Right. Zatim Chavar Mishlo Herich B'Tkia Kashir Azeh B'Herich B'Shvorim L'Kima Mitzah L'Kimar V'L'Kimar. So now you have to be very careful. If what you do is you make your Tkia too long, say it again, you make the Tkia too short, and you make your Shvorim long, so the combination of the Tkia short and the Shvorim long is going to mess you over. Because then you can get a point where the Shever, either the Tkia is too short and the Shever is too. If you tell me the Tkia can be the short, it means the Shever has to be shorter.
Right.
And tell me the Tkia, the Shever is allowed to be this long, then the Tkia has to be longer. But you can't live with both of them. Okay. So that's our first step. Now, from this sugya, it's one of the rise the Ritzvah brings is pshat. He says you're worrying about your shever becoming a tekiah. That's why he said can't be too long, etc. So bishlam, you tell me you blow a shever the same way you blow a tekiah. It's the same straight sound. So I understand.
You get confused.
Right? I understand that you have a problem that this might it comes too long. It's a tekiah.
But if it sounds different,
if you tell me that the Ramban is saying that a shever is a whole different sound. So what's the problem with blowing it too long? It'll become a tekiah.
Right.
So you would have to say that the Ramban is going to answer that by saying, we said before that kol karlus are ksheres b'sharifer. So the Ramban understands kol karlus ksheres b'sharifer. That also means the following. That means, let's say the person blows a tekiah. So we would like the tekiah to go one straight. Ooh. But let's say it goes, ooh, it's kosher.
Right.
Because all karlus are kosher.
Right.
So the tekiah, even if it wavers, also is kosher.
Right.
So you can't tell me, listen, it's not going to become a shever becoming a tekiah because it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if he goes up, it's also kosher. Right. But the Ritual does bring this halacha as a riot to his shita. Kasim Shabura in Zion. Sivkat in Zion. Yisharim the Shir Tkiya Ketua. Da. So let's put down an introduction over here. The Bain Yisharim Hazet. Men Yisharim Shamevi Machaber Besef Tawar. Both opinions. Taras Yerlu, the Shir Tkiya. Hano Bain Shalacharel. Both kiyas that you're going to blow in conjunction with this middle sound, the length of it is katika trua, the same length as the trua. So where's the argument? They're arguing how long a trua is. The first opinion holds that it's three short kechas. Yeshamim hasheni trua hu kashir tisha kechas. It's equivalent of nine bursts of sound. Mela nafkaminohu, kam kelinyin shir tkiya. Well, once you tell me that the tkiya is the same as the trua, you're arguing what a trua is, that's how you have an argument how long the tkiya is. So according to this shita, he says you have to be careful that you shouldn't extend your shever three kaychas long, because then it's a tkiya. Cheshel yarkba shever, ritzalimer, shever echad, each one of them, the hanu karl echad, each sound, shouldn't be the same length as three tremitin. The nasa tekiah, because then it becomes, instead of being a shever, it's a tekiah. So that applied to tashat and to tashrat, according to this opinion. Zermos says, I understand the problem. I understand when you're saying that when you're blowing tarat, you're saying, listen, the pshat and the word yavam and the tarat met this trua, which is three kachas long. So then if you make any of those kachas three long, that's a tekiah already. But as much as you're telling me that the pshat and the tarat is it's tashat or tashrat, so the trua of the tarat is not three kachas long. It's much longer than that. It's a combination of all the shorim, each one being two kachas, or tashrat, which is a combination of nine kachas. Two per shever, three per shawarma, six, and then three kaychas for the truas. That's nine kaychas. So your tekiah can be eight kaychas. Your shever can be eight kaychas. It won't be a tekiah. The tekiah has to be at least nine kaychas long. Yes, you mean that as long as you don't make it too long. Meshwarim shal tashrat lo yarech b'sheverecha kashir shleisha shawarim utrua. So by the shever of tashrat, don't make any shever the length of time equivalent of all the three shvarim plus the trua together. To tashrat of the inner mistake, the shemat trua the krua hu shneim yachad. We're learning that this is what the Torah meant. Ken gamat kia tzarich liyus kishneim keechad. So it means that he has to be that long also. Okay, av sheherach kazas b'shvarim less long, but so it's not such a problem. Making a shever which is three tumitin long, according to the Ramos, is mutter. When we do shvorim, we're saying that the word true in the Torah means shvor, we call shvorim. Each one is a little longer. That's our shor. It means the key is also longer. What's shot in the mechaber? The key in the beseder tarat tekiya rak kachru shlashu kachus ktanim suin laharuk b'shever echad lasus kenze. Since in one time the key is very short, from now on and any other time also you can't make your shever that long. Okay, so that is the Ramah. Fine. Then Tzarich Laharach B'Tkiyah Shel Tashrat. more than Mishal Tashat, and Tashat more than Tarat. Mishal Tashat Yud. The Shema Habitrua Shwarim Mitrua Yach. Maybe the word Trua in the Torah means the combination of the two. It's a learner. You're Lil Beganach. It should be Shaganach Begalil, actually. Mashir Tkiyah, who Habikatrua. Kaloi Habikatrua. The Tkiyah is the same length as what's in the middle. Fideyazu. Dayim Nasa. Tashkiyah Shal Tashrat Kishu Yubez Kerchus. So how long is that? So if I tell you that a Trua is three Kerchus, and a shwarim is a little less than three than the total three karchas, but there's three of them, so it's somewhere between seven or eight. So plus the three of the true, it gives you 11. So your tkiyah is 12, and you're covered. Fine. It's a groan it's greater than the cry, which that's what a true is. So the tekiah of Tashat will be 9 kerchus. And Tarat it'll be 3 kerchus long. So that's all. According to the first opinion. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Sharzim points out, I told you, according to this opinion, that Hashrat should be 12 kerchas. But he says, but Yavid, 9 kerchas is enough, in Sharzim and Dalad. But Yavid, Daim also is so ketesh kerchas. As long as, why? Because I could say, the true is 3 kerchas. But now, the Shwarim is somewhat less than 3. Each Shever is somewhat less than 3. There's 3 of them. Because you're ready, it's like a tekiah, according to the Mechab. So each one's a little less. So if I make each one 2, it's not a teruah, because teruah is just a very quick sound. So it's more than that. It's not a tekiah, so it's a shever. So that's 6. 3 times 2 is 6. Plus 3 is 9. So but you have it, 9 would be enough. Okay. Fine. So then that came along. He says that's a minimum. Maximum, you can make as long as you want. And also, you could add on more shwarm if you want. So, Chen and Moisev, Shashashashwarm, Yud Aleph. We have a person, Mechmir Mazet, Menachem Lochash, Dibreim, Chilash Alasas, Yosem, Shashashwarm. So, we don't make more than three shwarm. We don't do more than 3 shwarm at a time in our shepherd.
Right.
Sure, absolutely. What are your days?
So but that's why you see people don't do that. Actually, they bring from the Chazanish. Chazanish was not Makban on it. The Chazanish would let him do more if he wanted.
Shwarm.
Shwarm, yeah. So he wasn't Chazanish for that.